The Good Little Christmas Tree by Ursula Morry Williams. One snowy Christmas Eve, a peasant father walked home through the forest carrying a little Christmas tree for his children. It was neither a very tall nor a very fine tree, while the peasant, being a poor man, had no money to deck it about with gold and silver tinsel, dolls, kites, toys, and all the rest. But he did not worry over much about it. He knew his wife would discover something in the chest to make the little tree look splendid, and his children, who had never had such a thing in the house before, would be very well pleased. When he reached home, having tied up the little Christmas tree in a sack, he bundled it into a corner of the kitchen behind the stove, and nothing that his boy and girl could say or do could persuade him to say a word about it. They danced about his legs, pointing, peering, and asking a thousand curious questions, while the father only shook his head. But if they approached too close to the stove to have a better look at the mysterious bundle, he shouted out, take care, there's a wolf in the sack, till they ran to hide themselves behind their mother with little shrieks of terror and excitement. Presently they grew tired of teasing and went to bed. And when the father and mother were sure that both slept soundly, they took the Christmas tree out of the corner and set it in a pot, where the mother hung among its branches a number of little brown cookies that she had baked, tied with scarlet thread out of the chest. The little tree looked very proud and fine, and at first the peasant and his wife admired it with all their hearts, but little by little doubt crept in, for, like all parents, they wished the best for their little children. And in 5 minutes they were sighing and shaking their heads like two pine trees on a hill as they said to each other, "What a pity we have not the smallest silver star nor thread of tinsel to make the branches glitter. How fine a..."